Welcome to the Holiness Today podcast. On today's episode, listen to NMI Central's mission highlights for the month of November. NMI Central focuses on the global work of the Church of the Nazarene, making you aware of the prayer needs and praise reports of the global church.
India. The work of the Church of the Nazarene in India began officially in 1898, making it one of the oldest works in the denomination. India has a rich history and culture that goes back millennia. Tradition tells of St. Thomas's visit to India following Pentecost and his significant ministry and influence in the south of the country. India, one of the world's largest democracies, gained its independence through the nonviolent, non-cooperation movement of Gandhi in 1947 after decades of British rule. The Church of the Nazarene began work in the state of Maharashtra and was restricted to work in that state for many years. However, in the 1980s and 90s, restrictions were lifted and work expanded rapidly across the subcontinent. India, with its population of 1.4 billion, is the world's second most populous nation, second only to China. It is a world leader in technology and is rapidly growing in many fields of commerce. It is a religiously diverse nation, with Christianity in a small minority. However, the work of the Church of the Nazarene is noted for its ministries in compassion, child development, education, and local churches lovingly serving their communities in holy ways. NMI Snapshot. With the help and support of their local church, Divya Jyoti Church of the Nazarene, Miriam and Monica participated in a volunteer missions training. They left the comfort of their home district to serve on two different districts of their vast country. You could say that young people like these are on a mission of peace and blessing to introduce Christ, the Prince of Peace, and the Source of Blessing, to those they meet. Initially, they served in Kolkata, where they worked with a child development center teaching English. Part of their service involved providing instructions on computer systems to the teachers, along with facilitating teacher prayer meetings. They also led programs on malaria prevention, hand washing, childhood vaccinations, and career objectives. In another district, they were able to teach English to young children. One of the highlights was the opportunity to coordinate a winter vacation Bible school with over 200 students participating. This year of service throughout the country has made a lasting impression on many young lives. This Church of the Nazarene in Karnataka is a very active congregation, emphasizing missions in their local church. They have an outreach missions team that has helped plant several daughter churches in the city of Bangalore and its neighboring areas because of their zeal to reach out to the lost with a message of forgiveness, hope, and peace. The church shares testimonies of missionaries in their youth fellowships, women's and men's fellowships, and in Sunday school. They take their young people to mission fields to gain firsthand experience. The youth contribute by giving their time, talent, and finances for those trips. The church helps children and youth seek God's calling and encourages and helps them financially to involve and equip themselves in missions work. Volunteers like Miriam and Monica continue to make an impact in their community and abroad. Monica is currently serving in full-time missions work. Prayer. Pray that the Lord will call more young people to give themselves to missions and ministry. Pray for courage and strength for those involved in outreach to share the good news. Pray for Christians in India, that though a minority population, they may have significant holy influence. Praise. Praise God for the passion of the Divya Jyoti Church and others across India to reach the lost. Praise God for the example of young people who serve in missions. Praise God for leaders who encourage and engage the youth in service and for the churches that support them and give them places of service. Belize. The lush jungles of Belize are noted for the ancient Mayan city-states that existed there until their decline at the end of the first millennium AD. The ruins of one of the largest Mayan pyramids towers over the modern civilization that has grown outside the jungles toward the coastline. During the 17th and 18th centuries, there were constant disputes between Great Britain and Spain over who should rule the country, ultimately to be formally known as the Colony of British Honduras in 1862. Further disputes over the territory between the UK and Guatemala delayed independence until 1992, when it became recognized as the new nation of Belize. The work of the Church of the Nazarene began officially in 1934, so the church has been a part of the developmental chapters in this nation's history. Today, it continues to influence the development of new generations through education collaboratively provided with the help of the government. NMI Snapshot. In Belize, the Church of the Nazarene manages two high schools, seven primary schools, and two preschools with the help of the government, which provides salaries. Through this opportunity, the nearest church to the school acts as the local manager, and the district appoints the general manager. Schools function with assistance from school fees and from Nazarene missionaries, who support the work in many ways. Local churches engage with their nearest school through feeding programs where possible. Most of the children would not be able to buy a proper meal. During the chapel time, children hear the Word of God. They are encouraged to attend Sunday school and children's services with their teachers. Not all the teachers are Nazarenes. the government must approve teachers and also approve the material that is to be taught. There are also government schools, but they allow others, like Nazarenes, to provide spiritual guidance within their schools. Missionaries, both Nazarenes and others, help with upkeep of buildings, teacher training, and the support of children through fees, school supplies, and the bread of life. As the light of Christ's love is shared and modeled, the hearts of students are softened to receive Christ as Lord. One example of this partnership is the village of Sartanija. At the primary school in their community, their principal is a member of the Church of the Nazarene. Each week, a day is spent by the children and staff at the church. A children's music group and a dance group have formed there. Some of the students have gone on to become teachers in this same school. Prayer. Pray for more Christian teachers to be part of the school and school management. Pray for local missionaries to be part of all schools in the country. Pray for the government that it will continue to see the need for partnership with Christian churches. Praise. Praise God for His grace in the lives of the teachers and students in our schools. Praise God for 3 newly ordained ministers who are completing their long journey of studies. Praise God for the renewal experience during the ladies' 3-day retreat, which hosts over 90 ladies. Alabaster 75th Anniversary Year. Alabaster lays the foundations for people to worship, heal, and learn. Since its beginning, Alabaster has helped provide spaces for broken and marginalized people to find new meaning for their lives through the Church of the Nazarene and the message of transformational holiness that it preaches and teaches. In many ways, Alabaster is ultimately about far more than buildings of brick and mortar or cement and steel. It is about lives changed. This month's Alabaster video shows the long-term impact that Alabaster funds can make possible in the lives redeemed, transformed, and engaged in the further and ongoing development of the church. It is a story that can be repeated many times in many places because you gave through Alabaster. Prayer. Pray that every Alabaster project will result not only in a building but in life-transforming experiences with Christ. Pray for those whose lives are made new and whom God calls to ministry and service because of Alabaster. Praise. Praise God for every changed life that has been made possible through Alabaster, bearing witness to Christ's love and transformation. Praise God for the opportunities you have to give through Alabaster. Lives are changed and communities are reached because you give. To participate, visit nazarene.org/alabaster. Colombia. Colombia, once a colony of Spain, gained its independence as a separate state from what had been known as Gran Colombia, Colombia, Ecuador, and Venezuela, in 1831. The Church of the Nazarene began its work there in 1975. Colombia has struggled under decades of conflict between government forces, paramilitaries, and anti-government insurgent groups heavily funded by the drug trade. However, in 2016, the Colombian government signed a final peace accord ratified by the Colombian Congress that called for members of these groups to demobilize, disarm, and reincorporate into society and politics. Despite decades of internal conflict and drug-related security challenges, Colombia maintains relatively strong and independent democratic institutions characterized by peaceful, transparent elections and the protection of civil liberties. In this context, marked by so many past divisive and dark influences, the Church of the Nazarene seeks to bring light and live out a vibrant incarnational presence of Christ, impacting the country with grace and peace, and an example of the restoration of unity made possible by the work of the Holy Spirit. Former South America Regional Director Dr. Christian Sarmiento, now the 45th General Superintendent, is from Colombia and was instrumental in the establishment of the Church of the Nazarene in that country. NMI Snapshot. On Friday, April 7th, the third celebration of Mission Exodus took place in the city of Girón, Santander, in Colombia. The invitation is aimed at the entire community to celebrate the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross through theater, music, dance, and the exposition of the Word. The message of the gospel of hope and restoration was preached to more than 1,700 people who attended. God's response was reflected in healing, provision, and restoration, to which many testified who unashamedly placed their faith in Him. Pastors Milton and Gina Mathias started the Mission Exodus event when they saw a particular situation in the city. There were many people of other confessions making a pilgrimage to celebrate Easter. At the same time, the evangelical churches had their Easter celebration inside the churches. By holding an outdoor event, it is possible to provide a space where the church celebrates Easter, but at the same time, the people who are celebrating in their own way can come into contact with the church. Pastor Milton shares, "For us, it is so satisfying to see the commitment of the church to preach the word and to see the passion they have to do so. Almost 3 months ago, we made a commitment to prayer, evangelization, and, in the end, this event. Now it is the harvest of an entire work, of an exercise of faith. The task does not end here, but rather it is the beginning of a whole work of discipling new believers. It is very special to see God move through the people. How God uses these congregations to reach people, even so that people are healed, families restored. We have many testimonies of both past events and this one, of people whom God has touched, healed, and restored. The beautiful thing is that God did it through the church, and this event is the platform where we see God work in the people. Prayer. Pray for a revival, a spiritual awakening in the 89 organized churches in Colombia, and for new pastors. Pray for new generations that the Lord allows to inspire, discover, and give leadership platforms to. Pray that the Lord will protect and guide national, district, and local leaders as they live out the Great Commission. Praise. Praise God for the 53 new MTIs, mission-type churches, that have been gathering in the country. Praise God for the two new pioneer districts that were opened in Colombia, leading to renewal and new churches. Praise God that Colombia has been blessed in the last 2 years with missionary families serving in the country. Praise God that we are experiencing new times of great blessing for the Colombian Nazarene churches. Africa, Asia Pacific, Eurasia, Mesoamerica, South America, and USA-Canada regions. Additional areas. Work in additional areas began in 1994 and continues to the present. These additional areas are located on several of the regions where the Church of the Nazarene works. These areas tend to be resistant to the gospel, which means that the open proclamation of the gospel can be restricted, requiring creative approaches for ministry and missions. They may also be areas where the Church of the Nazarene is officially registered with the government, but whose political, social, or religious environment may not always be conducive to Christian outreach and church development. Often, we connect specific languages with specific countries on which we are focused. However, in this instance, the language that matters most is the language of grace and love, sharing hope in Christ. Regardless of the political, economic, social, or religious circumstances, the Church of the Nazarene is present to demonstrate unconditional love of God to persons of all ages, living in every kind of human condition. NMI Snapshot. This nation continues to be a difficult place to share the gospel. The landlocked country is resistant to outside influence, but the Lord is providing opportunities. Creative approaches are called for in the effort to share the good news of Jesus in additional areas such as this. Soccer is being used as a means of outreach. The soccer club's matches create space to meet unbelievers and share the gospel. Additionally, sports teams continue to provide a safe place to bring church leaders together to talk and share about outreach efforts. One worker intentionally participates on a team. He reports, "Recently, we had a friendly soccer match with an unbeliever. The door opened, so we were able to share the gospel with a few of the team members." In this culture, once all avenues are exhausted, a Christian may be called as a last resort to pray for a given situation. One worker was called to pray for a man suffering from various diseases. Arriving to pray for him, the worker met several other people who were present. He shared about Christ with all of them. A few have expressed interest to know more about Jesus. On another occasion, a worker and his wife traveled to one of the remote villages where they were able to share the gospel with a few people. Unfortunately, the situation was difficult and they were unable to lead anyone to Christ, but seeds have been planted. Every Tuesday, the church gathers to learn new songs. The first week of each month, they focus on praying for their country and Nazarene ministry around the globe. Recently, two more members have joined their fellowship, and one woman is a new believer in Christ. Praise the Lord for how He is working. Prayer. Pray for those who serve in these areas to remain strong in their faith despite significant opposition and resistance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to help new believers share in Christ, grow in Him, and bear much fruit. Pray for the Holy Spirit to help new believers share Christ, grow in Him, and bear much fruit. Praise. Praise the Lord for doors that are beginning to open to share Christ in difficult contexts. Praise God for the faithful workers who must discreetly share their faith and extend Christ's love in their communities.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.